Obviously, the city's got to wait until the election is certified, and assuming the unofficial results become official January 3rd, what is the next step for the city? When does it actually become a borough?
As I understand it, assuming all of the votes go as they're projected at this point, January 3rd is when the state will canvass the election, and we are officially the Petersburg Borough at that point in time.
Right. And so is that just a matter of having your first assembly meeting, or do you think there's going to be a series of sort of organizational meetings to figure out kind of what the next steps?
We've got the transition plan to, you know, I guess good word to use is the backbone to tell us some of the things that we've committed to doing. But within that, we have a lot of internal stuff like, you know, changing our name with vendors and making sure that our, you know, internal correspondence has the right name on it. The biggest thing is the process that we have to go through that takes much longer, like starting the process of redoing the comprehensive plan, starting the process of we've talked about a harbor development plan that we could possibly make part of the borough organization process to include the other areas that weren't necessarily in our area of control or concern in earlier. So, you know, a lot of that will be at the staff level and then taken to the council's recommendations for the next steps.
Or the assembly, actually.
Assembly, and, yes. Excuse
and,
me.
And that's the question I think a lot of people wonder about. You already know you're going to be short two assembly members. You're short several school board members, hospital board members, and no planning and zoning members. And then, of course, all the advisory boards, which could be reappointed, they didn't fall under the borough election. But the ones that did and are missing members, those folks, as I understand it, folks who want to be appointed would have to still file with the Alaska Public Offices Commission financial disclosure, and the council and the assembly would have to make appointments. Is that how this works?
That's how we have been led to believe is the process. They have to go through the APOC requirements. Actually, it starts with a letter of interest that says they would like to serve, and then we go. They have to fill in the APOC requirements if they're appointed, and the new assembly can actually appoint the two vacant seats.
On the assembly. As well as the other.
As well as the planning commission positions. The hospital, again, the assembly can get involved in that. I think that'll obviously be done in conjunction with talking to, you know, the former hospital board, the, you know, existing members, the administrator, to try to get some ideas on how they want to approach it. We have a ordinance that the assembly could adopt that goes through that process and outlines how those members are appointed.
Right.
In this kind of a situation,
school board appoints its own members, doesn't it?
Correct. School board.
But there's
is
only
the exception.
Two members, so how do they do that if they don't have a quorum?
And this is a great. Jim Brennan can probably
the city's attorney yeah.
do good job explaining this better, but there's some state statutes that talk about this, and it is our understanding at this point that the two existing elected members can actually appoint the remaining members of their board.
Okay. I think a lot of people, especially folks outside the current city limits, are wondering when are they going to end up seeing a property tax bill?
Well, 2013 they will not. That'll take us this upcoming year is our chance to get the assessments done and get ourselves organized. So the first year that they'll actually have a property tax bill due would be 2014.
And then on to the regulations and various ordinances and things that fall to the city. Is there nothing that applies outside the city limits beyond the taxation and at this point? And then is it just up the assembly then to decide what to implement or whether it wants to implement any particular measures outside of the city?
That's correct. But on the taxes, just to so I can
sure, go ahead.
Make sure specify on it, it's the property tax is borough-wide, the sales tax will be borough-wide, and then there's the transient room tax that is borough-wide. So those we have the assembly can make them immediately in place, or they can give a grace period for us to make sure and get contact folks and get them
the sales tax and the bed tax
exactly, so that everybody understands what they have to do and make sure we're doing all that properly and helping folks adjust to that. Beyond that, there's nothing that's automatic. Anything else the assembly would have to vote on and decide what is done.
I know another concern for folks outside the city limits was access to meetings, when meetings will be held, that sort of thing. And if this, if the unofficial results hold and the borough is formed, is that something the assembly would take up as to how to make the meetings more accessible or timing for them, make them more accessible for people who, you know, it's difficult or dangerous for them to travel at night, that sort of thing, down the Narrows?
The Mayor Jensen and I have already had a quick conversation. Obviously, that would have to go before the full assembly to talk about, you know, what are the options that would make it easier for folks. Do we want to have a winter and a summer schedule, for example? Do we want to change the meetings to earlier times or have one meeting a month during the day? I think some of that, I think Mark's kind of thought is to ask for help. In other words, what are the folks who are living outside, what would work the best for them, and to try to get some input from those folks.
Things that are coming up is after a while, the city will need to decide what lands it wants to choose. It can take 1,700 acres of state land to include a city land from the borough area, I understand. And also, the city, over the course of 3 years, will receive a total of about $600,000 in borough startup funds.
Both are correct. The 1,700 acres... that'll take some time. We've been to the state website to look to see, you know, what is the, you know, what are the available lands. The maps that are currently on the state's database is dated year 2000. So we don't really know how up to date that is. State was not really in a position to go through the update process until they knew this was going to truly happen. So we have to engage with them and make sure that we're looking at the right maps. I don't know how the assembly will want to handle this, but my guess is there's going to be a committee at some point assigned to try to go through these and make some recommendations to say what lands do we want to select. As I understand that selection process, it can take a very long period of time. So I think it's to the assembly's benefit to get in early on those properties that they have interest in and get that process rolling.